Health authorities are warning a fast-spreading virus that's already claimed two lives in China could come to Australia. 62 people have been diagnosed with the new form of viral pneumonia, but some overseas researchers believe the infection rate is much higher. The US and Japan are among countries that have started screening passengers from central China, but as the Lunar New Year travel rush approaches, Australia is yet to begin doing so. Here's China correspondent Bill Birtles.
The city of Wuhan, right in the heart of China, is ground zero for this new coronavirus. State TV shows hospital staff covered head to toe in protective gear as they try to treat those who are infected and contain the outbreak. Li Gang, the head of the city's disease control centre, says people shouldn't be too alarmed.
Our preliminary findings is that this new coronavirus is not very contagious. We can't rule out the possibility of limited person-to-person transmission, but the ongoing risk of its spreading between people is relatively small. This epidemic is both preventable and controllable.
Health authorities report that eight people are in a critical condition. Two men in their 60s have died, but one had other serious health problems. Nearly all confirmed cases so far have been linked to a wholesale seafood and animal market. A senior hospital official, Huang Chaolin, says many of the patients only have mild symptoms.
So far, there have been 19 patients who have already left the hospital. This pneumonia, in general, can be cured.
China has extra reason to worry. Close to 800 people in the country's south died from SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome, back in 2002 and 2003. Experts say this latest virus is similar, although apparently not as severe. Already, three cases have been diagnosed in Japan and Thailand, all of them passengers who had travelled from Wuhan. Stephen Riley, an infectious diseases expert at Imperial College in London, is part of an international team that estimates around 1,700 people in central China have likely already been infected.
By looking at the size of the city of Wuhan and looking at the amount of international travel from the city, we estimated the probability that someone who got infected would travel. And then using that estimation, we could say that those three cases were most consistent with around 1,700 infections.
The US has joined several Asian nations to screen incoming passengers from Wuhan. There are direct flights from the city to Sydney, but Australian health authorities have declined to implement extra measures because the World Health Organization isn't yet recommending it. Professor Riley says extra screening might not be much use anyway.
Screening takes up an awful lot of resources, precious resources in public health organisations. And although it does delay the spread of the virus, it delays it only by a little bit.
He says understanding the virus is the priority, something Chinese health authorities are scrambling to do as hundreds of millions of people prepare to travel for Lunar New Year this week. This is Bill Birtles in Beijing, reporting for AM.